Are you ready for this?
Merry Christmas, ho ho ho, and welcome to this super fast yet super special edition of the Cricket Pod Blast podcast, brought to you by All Out Cricket Magazine. Now, are you dejected? Are you desperate? Are you despondent? Are we closer to atrophy than a trophy? Is there any way back from our Aus tribulations? Only one man can tell us. His name? Phil Walker. He's editor of All Out Cricket Magazine. He's live. He's in Perth. It's 2 a.m. It's time to get cricket specific.
Phil, distraughtness here. What's the mood like in Australia?
Well, it's funny you should say that, really, because when we spoke after Brisbane and I was in Alice Springs, apparently I sounded suicidal. But I feel oddly slightly more positive now, and nobody really saw that coming, but I genuinely do. I think straight after Brisbane, they were so shot away, it was inevitable that they were going to struggle at Adelaide. But I think there were glimpses towards the back end of that game that have given me some kind of inexplicable and utterly irrational optimism going into the next few days. Maybe I'm delirious. Maybe it's the heat. It's very hot here in Perth. Maybe I haven't had enough sleep. I don't quite know what it is, but I just have a sneaky feeling that we're going to see a proper game of cricket next week, a real humdinger of a game of cricket. And I'm also emboldened by having spoken to Tom Moody earlier. Now, Tom Moody, as everybody knows, is the sage of Western Australia. He knows the whacker inside out.
Right.
And he's a very fair and astute observer on the game.
He is indeed.
And he insists that this series is still on, and this will come out on the website in a couple of days' time. And he says this quite clearly. He says, this is the crunch game now coming up. There will be a little bit of moisture on the pitch early on, he was saying, because it's been so hot, perversely, that creates moisture initially on the pitch. And he says it will be an interesting toss. There will be a little bit in it for the bowlers initially, and then it will crumble and break up later on, thus bringing in the spin bowlers. Now, if you look at Nathan Lyon, he didn't bowl very well at Adelaide, I didn't think. He's pretty ineffective. And Panesar and or Swan, I think, will have a say at Perth as well. And what's more, England have some quicks. I mean, Stuart Broad is, you know, he can get it right up there. And so this notion that Johnson will come in there and completely blow them away and will be unplayable, I think it's a slightly straightforward narrative.
And what does the team end up looking like? Because a few people over here are saying that England shouldn't play a spinner and should get two seamers in there and go in with a four-man pace attack with Root and Peterson to bowl a few overs of off-spin. If obviously Moody doesn't agree with that.
No, Moody doesn't agree with that at all. And surely we've seen in the past with Panesar, if you give him a pitch with a little bit of pace and bounce, then he's often effective. But this key thing is that if the pitch is going to be hard and baked on, as Moody insists it is and it has been, then these cracks will widen and equal gorges. I don't think he was saying that it was gorgeous. They were gorges that they'll be there by days four and five. And looking at it like that, England, I think, would be crazy to go in there without a spinner. They need to win this game. Who would you want bowling 45 overs in the searing heat on a cracking pitch?
Was it Swanee or is it Monty, Phil?
Swanee looked shot away, really, at Adelaide, probably for the first time in his career, and he didn't really know where to go. He didn't have a stock ball that he could fall back on. He didn't seem to have a kind of defensive field placing that worked for him either, and they just milked him. They've also gone after him as well. They went after him at Brisbane. Same thing happened at Adelaide. So you lean towards playing Monty, but again, talking to Moody earlier, it was interesting what he was saying. He was talking about how traditionally off-spinners bowl quite well at the whacker because they get drift from the breeze coming in off the sea. So the spinner always bowls from a certain end, apparently, at the whacker, and the quicks always bowl from the other. And from this particular end, you get a breeze coming in from fine leg, so it assists the away swing bowler, medium pacers, Terry Alderman, etc., and it also assists the off-spinner to get that kind of drift. Now, Swanee, noticeably, hasn't had any drift in the last two games, so it's pretty much up and down. If Moody is right on this, then maybe that comes back into play. That said, whether England have this kind of, you know, key soothsayer-like local knowledge is another thing. I mean, we're talking to the man who knows the Wacker inside out here.
This is incredible, Phil. This is searing analysis, a shipping forecast, and philosophy all rolled into one. It's fantastic. So any other sort of team selections? Brosnan, is he going to come in? What's Moody think?
This is. I am the voice of Moody here. I don't know. I don't think he knows who Brosnan is. Whenever I've mentioned him, he's just blank on that one.
I reckon
Brosnan will come in. Yeah, that's my prediction. I think he will come in. I think he will come in for Panesar, and I think that will be the only change.
So you think Stokes has done enough to get another game? People are talking about the fact that they need to get another top six batsman in there, bring balance in. But you think Stokes has done enough to get another shot?
Yeah, I do. I think Flower thinks that as well. He gave a press conference earlier this afternoon, early morning for you folks, and he was talking quite fondly of Stokes. They like him a lot. Speaking to one or two people inside the camp, they really do rate this boy, with good reason as well. And Flower made a point of mentioning how he liked the way he went about his business. You know, he liked his attitude, and he liked the way that he fronted up. And so did I. I mean, I've got a massive soft spot for him, as you boys know. Without putting up any trees, I thought he bowled pretty well on the second day, especially. He beat the bat, he beat Clark's bat, he beat Haddin's bat. Obviously, he got Haddin out with the no ball, and then came back and picked up two wickets himself. I think he'll have a say on this pitch, especially if that boy again, Moody, if he's right and it's going to crack up, then you need that kind of hit-the-seam kind of bowler. You need five bowlers. It's going to be 35 degrees every day, apparently. So you need five bowlers.
What was the atmosphere in the crowd and on the pitch like during that match?
The atmosphere is slightly peculiar because the Barmy Army are this kind of swaying phenomenon, really, of sort of nationalistic fervour, and they just carry on come what may, and they seem to thrive especially when England are losing. It's that old kind of strange quirk in our sporting psyche that when we're particularly bad, our core fans revel in that, and so the atmosphere was quite raucous, really, and it was quite energetic, and I spent a bit of time with the Barmy Army, and the English fans over here have more perspective than the media do, I find. The media are tearing their hair out and maybe thinking that they're feeding this kind of narrative of despair and so on back home. The fans themselves, I don't get that impression from them, really. And so there was a decent kind of buzz in amongst the ground. It was great actually to be amongst it when Johnson was bowling that second evening.
Oh yeah,
and
what
I
was
walked
that like?
Around the ground as the sun was coming down, and he bowled that beauty to Cook and bowled searingly fast. I mean, as fast as I've ever seen a man bowl in the flesh. And to walk in amongst the crowd, Australia and England, and to sample it there in this incredible new stadium as well. It was quite a spine-tingling moment.
All right, cheers, Phil. We'll speak to you after England's famous win at Perth.
Yeah, superb. Lump on, fellas.
Well, that's a quick peek at Perth. Hey, Joe, what's coming up in the next edition?
So we've got Felix, guitarist from the indie band The Maccabees, has interviewed Graham Swan for us, which is interesting because Felix is a proper county cricket tragic, loves it, absolutely loves it. Says he falls asleep dreaming of Aftab Habib, which is a scary thought in itself.
As
we know, Swanee wants to be a rock star, so they've met somewhere in the middle and produced a really, really nice piece. We run down the top 20 women's cricketers in the world with an expert panel. And we've got a charming piece with Salisbury and Sacklane recalling the glory days at Surrey, in which Sacklane refers to Martin Bicknell as Mr. Martin Bicknell throughout the interview, which is a nice touch as well.
Well, Joe, that sounds fantastic. And that edition is out on December the 23rd. So, listener, get it as a stocking filler. And we hope you, listener, have enjoyed this brief filler between the Adelaide Test and the Perth Test, which is due to start the day after tomorrow. We'll be seeing you in the new year after the final test for analysis of that old series and also the forthcoming ODI series, which nobody cares about. All right, have a really lovely Christmas.